Grace and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is from St. John's Gospel, chapter 10. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, despite the fact that death is all around us every day, every year, when it comes close to us, when it takes a father or mother, a brother or a sister, a grandparent, a good friend, it hurts. And often it can hurt a lot. We don't like sickness and death. We don't like what they do to the people we love. Death leaves a hole in our lives. We don't like what it does to us, pushing us to our end. As a pastor, I officiated at many services of Christian burial, from the small bodies of stillborn babies to the worn-out lives of the nonagenarians. One thing that is striking about funerals, as opposed to various other church services, is how people listen. There is an intensity to the hearing of God's word when people are gathered to mourn the death of a loved one. We know, at least superficially, that life in this world is not going to go on forever for us. But despite the prevalence of death, it can still surprise us, coming as an unwelcome intruder into our lives and into those for whom we care. The reason for death began with the lies of Satan, creating doubts toward God, and these culminated in replacing God with human ideas about what God should have done, how things should have been better. And such turning from the Creator brought death to mankind. Death because of sin, sins we inherited, sin we see in our lives, both in how we fail to do good and how easily we do evil. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." Consider what it means to hear a voice of one who loves you and one you love. You know, when you are far away from home or when someone you love is far away, it is good to hear that voice. In fact, you miss that voice if you haven't heard it in a while, and you want to hear it. The Word of God is that voice of Jesus preached, read, delivered to us, to our ears here and now. It is a voice God wants you to hear, to enjoy, to look forward to. We must admit, though, that too often we turn a deaf ear to that voice. But that voice remains speaking to you, God's Word. Jesus tells us, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." I think those are some of the most comforting words in all of Scripture. Think about that. Jesus knows. He knows you. He knows your loved ones. This is not about Jesus knowing someone only in the past or only in this life. No, Jesus knows all his sheep right now. Remember what Jesus said to the thief on the cross on Good Friday as he and Jesus were both facing death very soon. "Today, you will be with me in paradise." That today is an ongoing reality for all who die in the Lord. Now, how can I say that? I have no empirical proof for you. I cannot demonstrate this to you with some scientific experiment. In fact, today, that today, life for others who've died in the Lord seems far away, maybe not even real. Driving or walking by cemeteries do not reveal life to us. A burial plot does not reveal life to us. But right at that point in our lives is where we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd again. Jesus says about his sheep who hear his voice, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." We deserve to perish, that is true. Before Martin Luther died, he confessed, "We are beggars." This is true. Luther was thinking about how far away salvation and life and forgiveness would be from him and from all of us unless God takes the initiative, unless God does the work, unless God comes to us, unless God saves us. And that is what God has done. Earlier in this 10th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus had said, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Do you want to know how much God loves you and all people? How much he loves all his sheep who are suffering right now, for whom death is not very far away but near? Well, look to that cross. Jesus went through death for us all. He went without turning back, walked to the cross, knowing death waited for him, knowing the suffering that he would feel, the burden of all our sin crushing him. But he went forward out of mercy for sinners, out of mercy for each and every one of us gathered here today. Because of that death of Jesus, he who is true God and true man, because of the resurrection on the third day, rising from the dead to live again, Jesus now has broken death. It has no eternal claim on any believer. Jesus then can say with all honesty, with complete absolute truth, "I give them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Some who mourn the death of a loved one from a stroke, an accident, from cancer, a heart attack, might say today, "Well, it looks like death won." And if you and I were on our own, then yes, sickness and death win every time. But that's not where any believer in Christ is. We are in the hand of Jesus. We are in the hand of God the Father. Jesus and the Father are one. There is no power that can overcome the grip of God's wonderful free mercy, forgiveness, life everlasting. The only way to know that is to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Listen to his word. Trust him. He means what he says. He keeps his promises. God is not like you and me with a weak memory getting weaker every year. Not at all. He knows, he remembers. He died and rose from the dead and gives that victory to you for your comfort and joy, for your confidence, no matter what trials and burdens come your way. He says, "I give them eternal life and they shall never perish." That's the voice for you to hear and believe. It is not the voice of a stranger, certainly not that of an enemy, but of a friend. The voice of the one who laid down his life. To hear God's word, his voice, to believe his comfort, does not mean that all sorrow and tears and sadness are automatically and immediately wiped away from us. No, we still struggle here in our flesh with our doubt, with our worry. God knows that, and so he keeps coming to us, bringing his word, speaking to us, bringing his strength to replace our weakness, bringing us his forgiveness to cover our sin, giving us his truth to allay our doubt, and giving us the promise of resurrection, even as our physical bodies weaken and die. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." This is the Christian hope. Not a dream, not a wish, but a hope, a hope based on God's Son for us, on our side, with us, so that we are never alone. God grant you such faith, hope, and confidence always. In the name of Jesus, amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, Heavenly Father, out of your fatherly goodness, you have been mindful of us poor, miserable sinners, and have given your beloved Son to be our shepherd, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. We beseech you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd knows us and helps us in every affliction, we also may know him and, trusting in him, seek help and comfort in him, from our hearts obey his voice, and obtain eternal salvation. Through the same, your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.